looking at the recommendations from the committee on which you you served recently, probably the most, none of them seem to be really radical, but the most noticeable one certainly would be changing the size of the areas served by the regional offices of education. Now, would that be a significant change in terms of service delivery?
Not necessarily. The actual delivery of the services are still going to have to be there. We still have a number of mandated services, but yeah, the size of the offices are going to have to be, as far as the population region that we serve, are going to be a little bigger. Currently, our office, which is covers two counties, Hancock and McDonough, has a roughly, I think, 52,000 population per two counties. That's going to fall below the new recommended level of 61,000. So we're going to have to look to probably realign our boundaries somehow. And most of the western part of the state is going to have to do as well. I know Henderson, Mercer, Warren County, Fulton, Schuyler, Knox County, Mason, Menard, Logan County. A lot of these counties, you know, Cass, Morgan, Brown, Scott, a lot of these counties in the western part of the state are going to have to realign our boundaries to that. The services are still going to be, they might, as far as who does them and how it's, you know, functioning, some structural issues might change a little bit, but the services to the school district should not change because a lot of it's mandated stuff.
Who would redraw the district boundaries? Would that be something for the General Assembly to do? Would that be for the ISBE to do?
No, how, you know, that's still to be determined exactly how it's going to be done. We have until the end of our term, so we got about 3 years. What our association is going to, and this is still in the infancy stage of how we're looking to potentially form a little task force to kind of go out what we think would best serve our constituents, our regions, our schools, and how the boundaries might look. And then we would kind of go to, essentially, it really comes down to the county boards. If you look at the statute and how this is all the consolidation regional offices occur, a lot of the final saying has come down to the county board. So we would have to present some type of a resolution to our county boards, you know, in a year or two, and then we would have to approve, sign off on a resolution to agree to the type of region they want to have for the regional offices of education.
In terms of going from 44 to 35, would, again, since these are elected offices, you can't just, it's not like simply firing people or saying we'll do it by attrition kind of thing. Would that also be something that probably the task force would have to address? Who goes, or maybe can it be done maybe through retirements?
Well, you know, of course, it's the end of a term. I mean, I serve a term that is up June 30th, 2015. So, I mean, that's as far as I know, I'm going to be employed. Now, if I choose to take out a petition to run again, that'll happen sometime in September of 2013. So we have to get that information as far as our boundaries long before that petition date. So, yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, people are looking around as far as who's going to be here and when. But, yeah. Really, it's a term. The term is, we're not going to happen at the end of the term, so everybody's expected to have a job until the end of the term, and that's we'll see how it occurs after that.
In terms of accountability, the commission did have a couple of recommendations. One was it looks like it's to have actual benchmarks. I guess these perhaps would be contractual, or perhaps would be written in contract. Are there any? Would these be done by the individual regions, or would there be a across the board type benchmarks for ROEs?
Yeah, I think it was more of some type of accreditation. You know, one of the concerns that brought up during the commission was the inequities of services throughout the state, and a lot of that is dependent upon the size of the regions you're in. I mean, we have some, like for instance, DuPage County serves almost a million people, it's like 900 some thousand, whereas down here it's 50 some thousand. That's it. So the type of services usually are a little different in how people perform these things. And that's what they were really concerned about. They like to have some standardization to our services to the schools. You know, some might perform some a little better. Some might perform a little. You know, so really what we're trying to do is put some type of accreditation or standardization to our services, so it's somewhat equal throughout the state. Yes, our dynamics of our state are vastly different. I mean, you go way down to Massac County, all the way up to Joe Davies, over to, you know, Kane and DuPage County. There is a lot of difference in the socioeconomic, you know, these areas. So the services do change. I mean, there's, you know, a foreign language is services are really not much of an effect in some areas. In other areas, it is. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, preschool for all is not really much of an an issue in some areas than it is in others. And so there's, you know, it's the mandated services they'd like to see some type of accountability system for. And I think they were looking at it. The past task force that was put out back in 2010 did ask for some type of an accountability accreditation type system. And I think that's what we were trying to emphasize again.
Mm-hmm. On the current committee that you served on, interesting was the fact that the government and the governor certainly wanted to shift some of the burden back to the local districts through the corporate personal replacement property tax. Mm-hmm. But the committee you served on still thinks it's best to fund it out of the general fund. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, how we broke that down was we wanted to check the services that are mandated by our offices. Are they more of a local service or are they a state-mandated service? Well, we went down through, we had a list of a dozen, two, three dozen, whatever, services of all, regional office of education mandated services. And every single one, our commission determined that it is a state-mandated service. Yeah, it benefits local people, but it is mandated by the state that we do these things. Hence, we feel the funding for these services should be borne by the state. Now, how that gets done, that'll be up to the legislator. But, yeah, we recommended that our services not be paid out of the local corporate personal property replacement tax. It should be paid for by the general revenue of the state. Now, either that comes out of the common school fund, general revenue, whatever. It should come out of the general state funds. And we're hoping that'll happen with the legislatures. They got the final say on that, along with the governor. So,
now the other recommendation is statewide coordinating council. I take it this would be a new structure.
Yeah, the idea. Then this came originally from the past Streamlining Illinois Education Delivery Systems Task Force back in 2010. They asked for essentially what this was a nice council to aid in the communication aspect of all the delivery systems in this state. Everything from the special education cooperatives to the EFEs, that's education for employment, the vocational cooperatives, LTCs, learning technology centers, in different intermediate service centers, career tech centers, technology, all these different type of centers that are, they like to see it, come together in some statewide coordinating council, mainly for communication purposes. We feel that would really aid in a lot of the gaps of services and communication throughout the state and all the different deliveries.
The committee you served on, now that was a gubernatorially, did the governor appoint the members to the committee?
Well, no. The statute, the bill that was passed during veto session that got us paid out of the CPPRT, one of the provisions in that bill was to set up this commission. The governor did get a chance to appoint the chairperson, which was Dr. Norm Derflinger from the Peoria area. I think it was Morton, to be exact. He also works at the Illinois State University. And then there was a number of other individuals. I was the individual that was appointed to serve the Regional Office of Education, our association. There was each caucus got their chance to appoint an individual, along with a number of the educational associations in the state, either it be the School Board Association, the number of the unions were on this. It was a wide array of educational professionals in the state that served on this commission, and it essentially was to just, there was some serious controversy about having us paid through the CPRT, and they thought, well, we'll do it as a 1-year deal, and then in the meantime, we'll set up a commission that will hopefully hammer out some of these details and come out with a nice recommendations.
Do you know roughly how many people were on the commission, or did you ever actually meet in person? Was it all teleconferencing?
No, it was all by person, and it was. I mean, they had set up some teleconference, so individuals who were up in the northern area. We met primarily in Springfield. We did have an office. I think it might have been the School Board Association's office that we used their teleconference areas. But if you look at it real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 16 members were represented, including the State Board of Education, House Republicans, House Democrats, Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats. There was a member from an urban school district that was appointed by the State Board, a member from a rural school district, superintendent. A member from the Intermediate Service Center, the ISC. There was three of those up in the suburban Cook area, and one of those served. There was school business officials, the two different unions, IFT, NEA, Illinois Association of School Administrators, Illinois Association of School Boards, and
How long a period? Because it would have been from the fall veto session, so you would have been from, like, say, November?
Yeah, the original bill stated that we had to have a report done by August 1st. During committee last fall, when Senator Sullivan sponsored that bill, it was recommended to him by one of the Senate committees that they probably speed up this timeline and hopefully get it done by this session, because August 1st we would have passed this session and everything. So he agreed that he would attempt to pass a bill that during the spring session to get this timeline bumped up to April 1st. He did get a bill passed through the Senate. It never did go anywhere through the House. However, the commission did put a self-imposed timeline on themselves that we obviously wanted to get this commission report out during the spring session here to give them plenty of time. We thought April 1st was probably the best. We didn't really get started till the tail end of February, so we only had about 5 weeks. And we met pretty much once a week during the month of March. And our last meeting was, I think it was March 28th, if I'm not mistaken. And then report came out like the 1st or 2nd of April. So we held true to our timeline. So we felt, and I think Senator Sullivan's going to be pretty happy with that too.
And the proper name would be the Streamlining Illinois Regional Office of Education, because that's the proper title.
That's the title. Out of the bill that was passed last fall, that's how it was titled in the statute, in the Public Act, yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add? I mean, do you think this is a good structure to go forward?
Well, it's not something we were real happy about, the fact that we had to shrink our offices, because we talked about this in the commission, that there wasn't any proof of saving a lot of money through this. We are the most cost-effective and efficient system for delivery of education services, the services that we are mandated to do. Our entity is the most cost-effective and efficient delivery system out there. We studied all the different types of different delivery systems, and we are the most cost effective one. So to try to split our duties out or have somebody other do it, it just was not cost effective. Really, this was a political thing, to be honest with you. It was more of a, let's show the fact that we are willing to shrink some of our services, cut some of our salary line. It was going to save roughly about $1.5 million, I think, off our salary line item and our operations line, which is so small anyway. And this is just a speck on the total spectrum of the state budget. So there really wasn't it was more of a political issue than it was type of a logical math, reasonable issue. I think for some reason we've just been picked on, the Regional Office of Education, for many years now, and we feel hopefully can get back to our jobs and being the leaders of education in our region.
Okay. John, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.